Universal Humans in Training by Gary Zukav. We are in the midst of an unprecedented transformation in human consciousness. Unprecedented. Our perception is expanding beyond the limitations of the five senses. Together, they form a single system whose object of detection is physical reality. Now, we are acquiring another sensory system. We're becoming multisensory. We're transiting from a five-sensory species to a multisensory species, and this is happening very fast. From an evolutionary point of view, it will happen within three or so generations. Our evolution is no longer tied to the evolution of physical matter that's taken 40,000 years. This evolution is happening in you. Being multisensory changes your sensing or understanding of yourself. You sense that you're more than a mind and a body, that you have an immortal component. It changes your understanding of the world. For example, we see power differently now. When we were five-sensory, our understanding of power was the ability to manipulate and control. That used to be good medicine for five-sensory species, but it's now poison. The pursuit of external power now produces only violence and destruction. The new understanding of power, real power, authentic power, is the alignment of the personality with the soul, the alignment of the mortal, temporary part of yourself with the immortal, timeless part of yourself, the part of yourself that intends harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life. And it creates the conditions for a universal human. The universal human is an adult citizen of the universe. If we think of ourselves as children of the universe, this is playing with toys like that. That image no longer serves us. It constricts us. It prevents us from giving our gifts. It's the image of a sheep demanding a shepherd. A universal human is beyond culture, even great cultures like this one. A universal human is beyond nation. A universal human is beyond religion. A universal human is beyond gender. A universal human is beyond an ethnic group. All of these things are characteristics of a personality, but a soul has none of them. They are all characteristics that create learning opportunities for us. A universal human's allegiance is to life first and everything else second. For example, I am a universal human first and a male second. I am a universal human first and an American second. I am a universal human first and a grandfather second. I am a universal human first and everything else second. We are all universal humans in training.